Hello. I am leaving work, and I thought I'd tell you a little story. So I can go through phases where I either love fooling around in public, sex, masturbating in public, to being absolutely terrified of getting caught for no rhyme or reason. Sometimes I go through these feelings with the same person. It's not like it's the person, and sometimes the same location. So it's not like I don't know why. Just I'm a fucking weirdo. I don't know what to tell you. So this public sex story is a time when I gave zippity zero fucks about where I was, who I was around, and getting caught. So, a long, long time ago, probably 16 years ago, something like that, my ex-girlfriend, who I was still friends with, and any time that we saw each other, we still made the sex. She got a job at Disney World, and we were friends, and we talked a lot, and she was feeling particularly lonely, and I thought, what a great surprise, I will drive down to Florida and see her. It's about a 21-hour drive from where I live. So I decided I would go. I decided that I could not do this on my own because I fall asleep driving sometimes. And it's a long drive. So I enlisted one of her old friends from school. I was friends with her at the time. To come with me, split up the driving. She was a terrible driver. So I did the majority of the driving anyways, but she helped talk to me, keep me awake. None of which has anything to do with the story. Moving right along. So, surprise, surprise, we show up in Florida. She'd say, hey, guess what? She's like, what? And I was like, what would you say if I said we should hang out today? Or something stupid like that, I don't know. And so I told her I was in Florida, it surprised her. And it was cool, she was very happy. So, fast forward to that night, we got a room at, one of the resorts, the music resort, because everything was shaped like musical instruments. So we were in this pool, shaped like a guitar, I believe, and it was like, it had just gotten dark. I don't know what time that is in the summertime in Florida. Maybe somebody can tell me. So it had just gotten dark. We were swimming around the pool, me and her and our friend. And about 50 screaming, insane fucking kids that were pumped to be in Disney. And we're talking and talking. My ex-girlfriend turns and, like, wraps her arms and legs around me in the pool. And, she starts, you know, moving her hips a little bit. I'm like, huh. Looking around at the pool filled with people, like, not even, like, 2 feet away from our friend who's looking me in the eyes and talking to me and talking to her. And we're all just shooting the shit. And I reach one hand into the water. And I reach it down between her legs. And I pull her bikini bottom to the side. And I start playing with her pussy. And she presses her face into my neck. She is trying so hard not to whimper or moan or make any kind of sounds that would alert any of the 50 or 60 people that are swimming around, bumping into us and whatever, or our friend who is literally just staring at us and talking to us. So I start to get hard. And I mean really hard. And I can feel, even in the water, I can feel that she's like super wet, because you can feel the consistency. So I did what anybody would do in that situation. I very slowly pulled my cock out. I pressed it to her pussy lips. I grabbed her by the hips, and I pulled her into me until my entire length was buried in her pussy. And she wrapped her legs around me so tightly, and I just held it inside her. And I brought my arms up to a more visible depth of the pool that everybody could see. Just my arms around her back. And I slid my hands up, and I just held onto her shoulders a little bit. Didn't look, you know, suspicious at all. Not at all. So now she's got her face in my neck, and my cock is buried all the way inside of her pussy. And she is, I can feel her throbbing, and I'm throbbing. And it is just, I cannot believe I have my dick inside her in this swimming pool filled with people. And I just start pushing very slowly against her, and she starts grinding her hips up and down so slowly, moving up and down. Just, I could just, I could feel the head of my cock just rubbing against inside her, and so soft and wet. And we can't, like, fuck, so, like, I can't slide out and back in and do none of that good stuff. So it literally has to just be slided all the way in and just grind until we come. And she, oh my gosh, she grind. I made her grind her pussy on my cock. I used her shoulders to, like, pull her down when she would just really just buckle down on it. She would grind up, down on my cock, just like not letting it slide out, just basically just making it slide up and down inside her. And I'm staring at my friend trying to have a conversation and trying not to make it known what's happening. And as soon as my friend looked away for whatever reason, I sunk my teeth into her neck, and I grabbed her hips, and I made her grind on me so hard and fast, just up and down, just her hips, like, and it's not like, it wasn't like up and down a lot. Like I said, I didn't slide in and out of her at all, so it was like, it wasn't enough that you would even be able to see her upper body move. It was just enough for me to feel it move inside her. And let me tell you, she whispered that she was coming, and I fucking exploded. Like, before the words even finished coming out of her mouth, I just felt my cock throbbing, rope after rope of cum inside her pussy, just pulsating and filling her all the way up. Oh my god, like, I've never come so hard, or really at all, with so little, like up and down stimulation, you know. But holy fucking shit. So after coughing a little bit, and oh, I must have gotten some water in my throat. Fuck. Doing one of those. I very carefully slid myself out and pulled her bikini bottoms back over her pussy, and we went about our night. Now, I try not to think of how fucked up that was, and like the fact that who our audience was, and the fact that now there was a pussy full of cum that was probably leaking into the pool that all these goddamn people were in. It made me laugh, it made me horny, and it made me go, man, that's fucked up. And only once in a great while will I go, no, that was really, that, I feel bad, that was pretty fucked up. But most of the time, I don't feel that bad, because I'm an evil person. So there is that. That is probably the most risky, intense public sex I've ever had. And I've had a lot. So I hope you enjoyed the story. Let me know if you did. If you didn't, if you want to hear more stories of things that I've done, or if you want to just hear me ramble about other stuff. All right. Have a good night.